futures continued lower on Thursday. There were some surprises in the quarterly grain stocks report coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 1st of October. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was limited on light demand in all major cattle feeding regions through Thursday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. So far this week, live prices are steady in the Texas Panhandle at $124 a hundredweight, steady to a dollar lower in Kansas at $123 to $124, $2 lower in Nebraska at $122, and steady to a dollar lower in the Western Corn Belt at $122 to $123. Dress prices are $2 lower in Nebraska at $196 and steady to a dollar lower in the Western Corn Belt at $192 to $196. Those softer cash prices, along with position squaring for the end of the week, month, and quarter, as well as sharply lower outside markets, helped push cattle futures lower Thursday. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.35 lower, except for 35 cents lower in expiring set. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.60 lower. Choice box beef cutout value is $2.35 lower Thursday afternoon at $294.98 a hundredweight. Select was $2.46 lower at $269.32. Corn futures closed lower and soybean futures closed sharply lower Thursday. Pressure included the recently stronger dollar weighing on exports, but the decline was likely mostly due to higher projected stocks than anticipated, which we'll talk about momentarily. Corn futures closed mostly 2 cents lower, while soybean futures closed 21 to 28 cents lower through August of 22, and then 15 cents lower to 3 cents higher. Feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Compared with 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds traded unevenly steady at Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where there are 3,245 head. At Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, steers sold steady to $2 higher, while heifers traded steady. There were 3,185 head on offer. Steers weighing 700 to 900 pounds sold steady at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas. Steers weighing 900 to 1,000 pounds sold steady to $2 higher. Heifers weighing 700 to 900 pounds traded $4 to $6 higher, but $2 to $3 lower at 400 to 700 pounds. There are 2,076 head on offer. Also in Kansas, there are 1,778 head at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina. Steers weighing 700 pounds sold $7 lower, and then $1 to $2 lower at 800 to 950 pounds. However, steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds sold $6 higher. Heifers weighing 650 pounds sold $8 higher, but $2 to $6 lower at 700 to 850 pounds. Finally, feeders sold steady the week on limited comparable sales at Tuya Livestock Auction in Texas, where there are 1,652 head. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower Thursday to close out a volatile month of trade, with investor worries including everything from slowing economic growth and stimulus tapering to rising inflation and interest rates, along with the congressional war over the budget. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 546 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 51 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 63 points. Although estimated old crop corn stocks September 1st were 36% less year over year at 1.24 billion bushels, it was more than the trade expected. Of the total stocks, 395 million bushels were stored on farms, down 47% from a year earlier. Off-farm stocks of 842 million bushels were 28% less than a year ago. Likewise, old crop soybean stocks of 256 million bushels were 51% less than a year earlier, but more than trade expectations. Soybean stocks stored on farms totaled 68.1 million bushels, down 52% from a year ago. Off-farm stocks of 188 million bushels were 51% less year over year. Finally, all wheat stored in all positions was bullish at 1.78 billion bushels, which was 18% less year over year and less than expected. On-farm stocks were estimated at 419 million bushels, down 41% from last September. Off-farm stocks of 1.36 billion bushels were 6% less year over year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 1st of October. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.